Disaster recovery grants up to $15,000 are available for eligible primary producers, and the Premier and the Minister visiting were very keen to encourage local landowners to, you know, put in an application, not to think there's someone else, you know, hard off, but that, you know, worse off than me in the flood. And so, yeah, the government's really encouraged landholders to, if they're eligible, and get some support to get their enterprise back up and running.
And how many applications did you have, or have you had so far?
Talking with the Rural Assistance Authority, Michael, they've 10 applications only so far, but they do come in over weeks and months. But they've had at least 200 phone calls and over 800 hits on the website at the moment. So we see that as a really encouraging sign that people are recognising that government's trying to support them and assist their recovery, and local land services and DPI are going to start running out some just support training programs and workshops with landholders just to help them get through the paperwork as quickly and painlessly as possible.
Why do you think we've only had 10? Is it because people have been busy doing putting up fences and trying to get the businesses up and running again?
Yeah, it's certainly the feedback we've had, Michael, that people have been very busy, particularly getting the boundary fences back up and clearing up flood debris. The other thing is it's been pretty wet here as well over the last couple of weeks, and I think people are having to put a bit more attention to their stock as well, just to make sure, you know, they're not on too much pugged ground, and they're getting enough nutrition given the fact that it's starting to get fairly tight here with the winter.
Now, $15,000 though, that would certainly help in a lot of cases.
Yeah, Michael, that's the feedback we've had. A lot of people have, particularly the sort of producers that were had the place set up and running pretty hard, have had to do a lot of pasture regeneration and fertiliser replacement. And for, you know, the feedback we've had from farmers is, you know, $15,000 has been really well appreciated. And it's a really good kickstart. And the other message we've been getting, Michael, is that farmers are really appreciated the support and the encouragement that's come from government, saying, look, we recognise you've taken a hit, and you could do with some support at this stage. So that's been, I guess, psychologically, it's been really well received as well.
And I suppose the other issue is, there an amount of money that will potentially run out? And if it's all allocated, there'll be no more if they don't get it in time.
Oh, well, there's certainly a closing date, Michael, that people need to get their applications in by.
But
But
there's
there
no
hasn't.
dollar value that it will only go up to a certain amount.
Oh, I haven't heard any indication of that, Michael, that
So if you're eligible, you can get the money.
Yes, that's our understanding of it.
And what sort of things is it for?
Primarily around infrastructure, so pasture replacement, fencing, and also sort of, you know, machinery sheds and infrastructure.
Are there volunteers still on the ground helping with fencing and stuff at the moment, or have they all moved away?
Yeah, Blaze Aid's been set up at Dungog. Their number, if people wanted to contact them, is 0488 642 579. The last feedback I'd had from them, Michael, was that the number of inquiries were starting to wind down. So if local landholders did want some sort of support from Blaze Aid, yeah, they really need to be calling them in the next, you know, few days, just to see what their capacity is to give them a support at this stage.